Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem BPJ, share number 118. That's by Pnimi, joint share number 118. We're in a chapter towards the end of the book called Parents and In-Laws. And he makes an agdama here that he doesn't mean to chas v'shalom in any way demean the concept of honoring parents. Not only is honoring parents a commandment from Hashem, it's one of the Aseres Adibris, and they deserve it. Parents deserve more honor and esteem than children are capable of giving. But together with that comes an understanding that there are practical parameters and limitations that are enforced to make sure that the parental relationships do not intrude on the integrity and stability of your marriage. You have to give honor to your parents. You have to give a lot of honor. Anei avesim shana. But be careful how your honor is expressed. It's not an invitation for a parent to meddle or interfere in the internal dynamic of a child's marriage and a child's life. So you're guided by halacha, and everything that's outside a parent's reasonable right to expect is not part of honoring parents. Needs to stay within a healthy balance. So the idea being that the two, a husband and wife, struck their own path in the service of Hashem could be very different than what they were brought up in their parents' house. Of course, you take the good and bring it in. Of course, if there is advice they could give you, of course, you're encouraged to ask them advice. By the way, when you ask parents advice, should always be with your spouse's knowledge and topics which they are comfortable sharing to ask that advice. Not really personal stuff, as an example. Parents have experience. Don't dismiss that. They live longer than you. They've been there before you were born. They made mistakes, which is part of learning, and they got wisdom from it. So it's worthwhile for a young married couple to listen to their parents with an open mind, with a respectful mind, and take their good, solid advice. But remember, it's good, solid advice. It's not a command. It's not a decree. You do not need to apologize or feel guilty if you exclude your parents when you're making a decision in your marriage. And even when you ask advice from them and you both agree to ask and they give advice, that's not the ultimate decider. If the marriage is healthy, you and your husband, you and your wife, discuss the major issues related to it, your partners, your equal partners. No one else belongs in this inner circle with you. Not your children, not your friends, and yes, not even your parents. Here are some ideas to keep in mind, he says. Number one, don't disagree in front of your parents. Try not to fight in front of your parents. It's too tempting. It's too inviting. If you fight in front of your parents, you probably over lifnei iver leisit mikshal, because what they're going to do is they're going to jump into the mix. And it'll cause a tremendous machlokes. Don't discuss some controversial or volatile family topic. Wait till they leave before you do so. So that's number one. Don't disagree in front of your parents. Number two, present a united front, even if privately you don't agree. So he gives an example. Let's say your parents ask, how long does he plan to sit and learn? They ask the wife. Is he going to get a job and support his family? Now, over the wife herself that's being asked this question may be anxious about that. She herself is worried about that. But she shouldn't tell them that. You answer loyally. You say sort of like, you know, we haven't made a final decision yet. We're discussing it. We're working it through with a Rav. Don't let it on to your parents that it's a sore point. You could disagree with your husband later. You could do that privately if you have a disagreement about how long he should still learn, and when she should get a job. They work it out between themselves. They don't get their parents involved. Another thing that's very, very important is not to confide quarrels. Don't confide in your parent when you're having a fight with your husband or wife. Tarma Devaira talks about machlokes, and the key is if you have a machlokes, if you have a quarrel with your spouse, even if it's a serious one, remember always, your spouse is your beloved, she's the one you married, she's your best friend, and that should hold you back. Your father and mother don't feel the same way towards your spouse. They may love your spouse, they may respect your spouse, but you are their child, so they feel your pain, sometimes more intensely than you do. So here's where the problem comes in. I'm giving an example with the woman, but it could go the other way around as well. So let's say a wife calls her mother, gives her an earful of complaints against your husband about his insensitivity, and then you hang up the phone. What happened is, in an hour from then, you forgot about it, or the two of you resolved the difference, and your husband that you were so mad at an hour ago apologized, even brought you a gift to show he's sorry, and everything is fine now. And you're okay with your husband now. Everything's fine now. But your mother, an hour ago, because you had that conversation with her, when you were upset and you vented, still is recalling every single word, every single detail, every single nuance of your heated comments that you made. And your mother may embellish the story, and she'll brood over it, and she'll think that there must be graphic details that I didn't even know about, and so on and so forth. At some point in the future, when you're talking to your mother, she may say, okay, so what's going on with your husband with this and that? And you'll laugh it off and say, we worked it out. And you may be annoyed that to realize that while you got over it, your mother didn't get over it. She's still wrapped up in it. In fairness to your mother, it's not her fault. She loves you. She loves her daughter. And she suffers when her daughter feels the anguish and pain. But what happened was, is the wife incited her mother with this telephone tirade. Later, you assured her in a few couple of sentences, everything's fine. But she incited her. She's like, Vilifne Iver. And you basically lit a bomb. That is dangerous. This is what happens. Your mother, by you complaining to her time and time again, will construct in her mind that you have a very unhappy marriage, when in reality you have a good marriage that has bumps in the road. And not a bad marriage. And you get caught in the crossfire now of a fight between your mother and your husband. And it becomes a messy situation. So to avoid all of this, don't confide when you're upset at your husband. You got a fight with him. Don't confide to your parents about it. Also, if you're asking advice from your parents for wisdom, make sure to pick a not controversial topic to ask advice on. Not controversial topics. Never speak against your in-laws. You know, you announce, they're miserable people. You just reinforce ill will and animosity when you speak that way. And even if you didn't really mean it fully, but machshavas hanefesh nimshach achar hadibur, the Chavis Havava says, the thoughts in the soul get pulled after the way you speak. If you speak in a disrespectful way, you will start feeling that disrespect. Neither speak against nor insult your in-laws to your spouse. Don't try to convince them they're rotten people. Don't demand that your spouse be disloyal to their parents. Don't trap your spouse in the middle of a power struggle between you and your in-laws. No matter what happens, you'll lose. It's not worth it. And be very nice to your in-laws. They raised your spouse, and they've done tremendous chasadim for your spouse. Now, he says an interesting point. You may have conflicting feelings towards them. You'll feel anger towards them because of some psychological baggage that your spouse brought into the marriage from their parents. But you could also appreciate the good that they've given your spouse in you. So when you have conflicting feelings, it's understandable. But conflicting feelings does not exempt you from hakaras hatoiv and decency for the good things that they did, for the good midos of your spouse that came because of the credit of the parents putting koiches into your spouse. So that's all very, very important, very sensitive subject. Some people by nature have it more easy than others in this regard. Some people actually get along often with their in-laws even more than with their parents. There's a lot of dynamics this way or the other way. But the bottom line is, it is a relationship that requires sensitivity, that requires a certain degree of special respect and carefulness. Being very subtle, very careful when handling parents and in-laws, and to make sure the respect is always there. Bracha v'atzlacha.